Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Just buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Great to be with you today, Friday, the 22nd of July, 2022. 7-22-22. Has to be some sort of a Vegas number there. 7-22-22. This is a great honor to be with you. I've got a great commentary to read you, but I want to open up with a couple of news stories that are just happening in the last hour or so. And I'm trying to stay on top of them. First of all, a verdict reached in the Steve Bannon's criminal contempt of Congress trial, and they have found him guilty on both counts. Another example of no conservative Trump warrior can ever get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure if you can get a fair trial anywhere, but certainly not in big cities anywhere in the United States, and definitely, you know, Democrat-run Democrat-controlled big cities, and definitely not in Washington, D.C., where the population is, what, like 96, 97% black, and almost 100% Democrat, and almost 100% Trump derangement syndrome? How could a white, Republican, conservative Trump fan get a fair shake? Not because people are black. Don't think I'm saying it's because people are black. I'm saying it's because people who are black are literally targeted by Democrats and brainwashed to believe that the Republican Party is the enemy and we're all KKK and we're all white supremacists, and we all know that's a lie. Nobody in the world wants to give an equal shot to everybody more than me or Trump or Bannon or DeSantis or any Republican who believes everybody should make money. We want everybody to make money in the real world. And Democrats, the minute you start to make money, want to steal all your money and redistribute it to lazy bums who have no intention of ever working for a living, of earning their money. So there's nothing about Democrats that's good for black people, Latino people, people of color, gay people, women. Nobody benefits by the crazy views of the Democrat Party, which is now a communist-controlled party. All they want to do is steal your money. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. If you're black, they want to steal it just as much as if you're white. They want to steal your money and redistribute it to lazy bums that don't want to work that vote Democrat. And illegal aliens who want to break into the country and get welfare cradle to grave for the rest of their lives. So you're not going to get a fair shake from someone who's been brainwashed in school that, you know, white people are the enemy, they've learned critical race theory, and Bannon is a white Republican, a white Trump Republican. Come on. You're never going to get a fair shot with that jury. So Bannon can get a fair shot, and the charges are junk science. You know, you heard of junk science, junk politics. It's a joke. Contempt of Congress, it's a sham January 6th committee hearing made up of only one side. All you can do is be indicted. Nobody can ever come out of it unscathed. So it's smart to just say, I won't appear. That's not a crime. Last I heard, Eric Holder did the exact same thing. Would not appear in front of a Republican Congress as Attorney General of the United States. And next thing you know, nothing. Nobody did anything to Eric Holder. But Steve Bannon, they put him on trial and they find him guilty. What a joke. And at the same time that's happening, just to show you again, we're living in a banana republic. The DOJ is working on a plea deal for Hunter Biden, despite the fact that he arranged millions of dollars in bribes from China, Russia, Ukraine, for himself and his father, when his dad was Obama's VP. This guy was stealing millions of taxpayer dollars in bribes from foreign aid, and also putting together monstrous deals in return for influence over his father, and his father doing favors for all these people. And for that, you're going to get a plea deal and no jail time, I guess. Well, Steve Bannon's supposed to go to prison, and the January 6th people are languishing in solitary confinement. We're living in a banana republic. Simple as that. Banana republic. I also wanted to mention Lee Zeldin, New York Republican gubernatorial candidate, attacked at a campaign stop yesterday. I think it was last night. I read about it last night, so I'm assuming it was late in the day or early in the evening. And he had a campaign stop in upstate New York, and an individual pulled out some sort of a sharp object. At the time, it was described as a knife. I don't know if it was a knife. Now they're saying a sharp object. And he was giving a speech about bail reform when a man got on stage and wrestled with him and then pulled a blade out. And he was taken down by AmVet's National Director Joe Chenoly, and also by the Lieutenant Governor candidate in New York, who's a woman who served 25 years in law enforcement and who got cut during the scuffle. So these are really brave people and really, really cool people. Allison Esposito, Lieutenant Governor nominee Allison Esposito, also took the guy down. And then Zeldin got right up and started talking again, something I would do. That's exactly what I would do. Right after you try and kill me, I'll be up talking again. Shows you we're tough guys. Tough guys, Zeldin. I like it. Zeldin, by the way, a Jewish Republican like me. Tough guy. Love it. Here's a column that is out today by me, and I want to read it to you. 33 dead and sick friends since our wedding only 8 months ago. All 33 vaxxed, a vaccine death and disease cluster. Yes, you read correctly. There are so far 33 friends and relatives dead or sick since our wedding 8 months ago. I've done the research. All 33 were vaxxed, every single one of them. This is a vaccine death and disaster cluster. This is like the Love Canal cancer cluster of the 1970s. It can't be ignored when you see so many people dead or very ill in just one group. But it has nothing at all to do with our wedding. Open your eyes. This is happening everywhere. Non-COVID deaths are up dramatically in the United States and all over the world. Life insurance companies report non-COVID deaths are up 40% or way more all over this country among young working age Americans. Lincoln National, the fifth biggest life insurance company in America, reports death benefit payouts are up over 163% in the year since COVID vaccines came out. 163% off for deaths. These are death increases not seen during World War II. Not even close. Not even close. Same thing with my wedding. 33 friends and relatives dead or sick since our wedding. There's no way if you were alive during World War II, which I wasn't, there's no way in 4 years you'd know 33 people dead or badly injured. Let alone in 4 years, but let alone in 8 months. Nobody would know 33 people dead or injured in 8 months. Close friends. No way. Read the headlines. Every day a new celebrity, actor, rock star, athlete, or CEO is dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. Those are the two new words. Death suddenly and unexpectedly. Most of them are way too young to die or suffer strokes or heart attacks. I'm betting they all have one thing in common. They're vaccinated. Now, I surfed over to TMZ one night this week. And that was what I wrote in this column, but actually it was last night. So last night, Thursday, July 21st, I was on TMZ, and here were the headlines. American Pickers TV show star Frank Fritz hospitalized after stroke. Little Woman Atlanta star Mrs. Juicy suffered stroke out of the ICU. Hailey Bieber, Justin's 25-year wife, had mini stroke, underwent heart procedure. 25 years old. Elvis actress Shanka Dukura, 44, found dead in her apartment. Soprano star Tony Sirico, dead. America's Got Talent and voice contestant Nolan Neal dead at 41. And now you can add to the list, because they don't mention athletes, Paul Duncan, 35, former Notre Dame football star, died of a heart attack while jogging this week. And the autopsy of Sam Bruce came out yesterday, former Miami Hurricanes football player. He died of a heart attack while driving in April at the age of 28. And then just this morning, former South Carolina quarterback MVP Phil Petty passed away at the age of 43, the third former football player to die in the last 7 days. I mean, they're dropping like flies. These were all headlines in one day this week, in one 24-hour period. Have you ever heard of anything like this in your life? This is a tsunami. This is a plague. This is a real pandemic. These are all relatively young Americans, either suddenly dead or very ill with the two most common side effects of the COVID vaccine, heart attacks and strokes. Everything I've warned about on my national radio show since the first day of the vaccine has sadly happened. The chickens have come home to roost. The COVID vaccine is dangerous and deadly. It is the biggest disaster and failure in the history of healthcare. It is a nonstop death and injury machine. Now, I've personally compiled a detailed list of studies released by governments and medical authorities around the world that all point to three absolute conclusions. A, the COVID vaccine is a horrible failure, because everybody I know is sick with COVID, almost all of them are vaccinated. B, the COVID vaccine is dangerous and deadly. And C, those who take two or more vaccines are much more likely to get COVID, to be hospitalized with COVID, and to die from COVID. But it gets much worse. The vaccinated are dropping like flies from heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, cancer, and being disabled by a multitude of illness and disease. These are vaccinated people. Two of the latest credible studies just came out in the last 24 hours. One says the COVID vaccine damages and destroys the immune system like a form of AIDS, except it's VADES, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So every day that vaccine is in you, your immune system gets worse and worse and worse and weaker until finally, like AIDS, you have no immune system. And then number two, 91% of those in the UK who have died of COVID this year are triple or quadruple vaccinated. Let me repeat that. Of all the people in the year 2022 who have died of COVID in the United Kingdom, 91% are triple or quadruple vaccinated. It's no wonder. The longer it's in your body and the more vaccines you take and the longer they're in your body, the more your immune system is destroyed. So of course you're going to die when a virus comes along like COVID. Have you heard about these studies in the mainstream media? Why not? Want to see all these credible studies pointing to a COVID vaccine disaster? I've compiled the most extensive list of anyone, anywhere. I'll send it to anyone who asks, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll finish this commentary when we get back. Next up is my personal story of 33 friends dead or injured since my wedding only 8 months ago. That's the important part of this commentary up next. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. So many hundreds of people have asked me for my vaccine studies, all the studies and data I've compiled from all over the world about the vaccine and how it kills you and injures you and destroys your immune system and kills children and does not work against COVID at all. And it's unbelievable. So bear with me and have some patience. When I mentioned it on the Alex Jones show the other day, I got like 1,000-plus people asking for it, and I took like 4 hours one night from like, I think it was 10 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning, and I sent it out to all 1,000 people. And now today, I mentioned it again on my podcast that's now out at rootforamerica.com, and I mentioned it on this show, and once again, I have several hundred people requesting it. I'll get it to you as soon as I can. Matter of fact, sometimes people get lucky because one or two people asked for in the last minute, right before we came back with segment two of hour one, and I just saw them sitting there, and I just click, and attached the actual study that I put together, the detailed and comprehensive study of the damage COVID vaccines do to your body and to your life. And so the last two people that asked for it got it, and they may be thinking, wow, well, I asked for it 1 minute ago, and Wayne said it 1 minute? Is he like a machine? Is he a robot? Is he an automatron? No, I just saw you, and I quickly grabbed it and pasted the attachment onto both, but I didn't get to the other several hundred that came in an hour ago and in the last 20 minutes. So I'm trying my best. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver before? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Wow, bang, that's a good first order. Boom. Bada boom, bada bing. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's toll free, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Drew sent you. Bada bing, bada boom, 15,000 in free silver on your first order. Let me finish my commentary because, you know, the first start of it was good. This is the piece de la resistance. This is the icing on the cake. Because you could tell me, Wayne, you just sent me 300 studies that prove the COVID vaccine kills people. And I just don't believe any one of them. I think you made it up. They're liars. But you can't deny my personal story. How do you explain a death cluster of people since my wedding? My friends. So now we come to my personal story. It's been only 8 months since I wed my gorgeous bride, Cindy Parker Root, and in that time, people we know and love have been dying and suffering deadly non-COVID illness in huge numbers, 33 of them to be exact, and that's not really to be exact, because that's only the 33 I know about. There might be another 10 suffering in silence. Maybe there's another 20 who had a stroke or heart attack or cancer, and they're not telling me. And I don't speak to every friend I've got in the world. My cell phone has literally, I think I've got 4,000 or 5,000 phone numbers in my cell phone. And I don't speak to them every day or every month. Maybe I speak to them once a year. I may have 10 friends who have cancer that are vaccinated right now, and I don't even know it. But I know about 33 of them, 33 dead or injured or crippled or disabled in only 8 months. That's a lot of friends and relatives. That's a death and disease cluster that should be investigated by scientists, MDs, and the CDC and the FDA. That's a story that should garner media headlines coast to coast and all around the world. But it won't. But wait, there's more. All 33 were vaccinated. And it's important to note I'm a conservative talk show host who has warned loudly of the dangers of the vaccine since day one. So my friends are overwhelmingly conservative and unvaccinated too. Yet the few friends I know who did choose to vaccinate are almost all dead or ill. You know, think about it. Maybe at my wedding, I had a total of 40 people who were vaccinated. 33 of them are dead or severely sick. Just think about those percentages. The ranks of my few vaccinated friends are decimated like a platoon of Marines shredded by an enemy ambush who came home in body bags. Wait, here's the clincher. Among my friends and family who are unvaccinated, not one of them has died or been sick since my wedding 8 months ago. Not one heart attack, not one stroke, not one cancer, nothing. Do you detect a pattern here? Even Democrats have to notice a pattern, right? Even Dr. Fauci has to notice a pattern, right? Even Joe Biden has to notice a pattern. Well, let's not get carried away. Nursing home patients with dementia can't be expected to understand simple patterns. Something is very wrong. Anyone can see in the headlines every day, Americans are dropping dead at the highest rate in history. These are all non-COVID deaths. These are young, working-age Americans, and I'm betting they all have one thing in common. They're vaccinated. The media needs to report on this disaster. The FDA and CDC needs to admit it's happening. The vaccines must be stopped. But instead, they're doubling down. Remarkably, they're recommending COVID jabs for babies, toddlers, and teens. This is either the biggest scam and cover-up in world history or mass murder on a grand scale.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Times. Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to Wayne L. The Root. We're on Unfiltered. We have a very special guest on today's show. I'll get to him in like 30 seconds or less, I promise. But I want to mention the War Raw podcast because I've got my weekend version up on video right now at RootForAmerica.com. I think you'll find it the most interesting one I've ever put together. RootForAmerica.com, as well as at the top of the website, you will see my debate at Freedom Fest about the stolen 2020 election. I destroyed the liberal journalist debating me, and the crowd booed him off the stage. I got a standing ovation, and they voted me the landslide winner. Go check out the video and check out my podcast. Click on videos, and you'll see my podcast, today's America's Top 10 Stories. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you find the audio version? You can download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne L. Root, and the video version at my website, RootForAmerica.com. All right, we've got our guest, Dr. Mehmet Oz, otherwise known as Dr. Oz. He's the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, a cardiac surgeon, a very famous one, host of the Dr. Oz Show, his website, DrOz.com. Hey, first time you've been on since you won the primary, so let me start with a great big congratulations. You know I was rooting for you.
Well, your rooting helped a lot, got me some extra votes. It was close, but it was worth it. And we are back in here with the general election. I'll tell you, it's a race for the ages. I think Pennsylvania has been judged by most to be the most critical race because it's so close, and we're a bellwether for the country. And as you know, I was, you know, my father was an immigrant to this country who was recruited because we needed more doctors when he was finishing medical school, and he loves this nation because he knew that if you worked hard in America, you could live the American dream. And I have witnessed that, loved it, and I'm running because of it. And my opponent is the exact opposite, literally the exact opposite life story, which explains why he has such strong feelings that Joe Biden hasn't gone far enough to the left, and why he hasn't followed Bernie Sanders, who's his mentor. You know, he called Bernie Sanders the most progressive politician together with himself. And it's the person I'm running against. So we have a very clear difference of opinions.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You and I have kind of similar backgrounds because I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and my dad and mom were both first-generation Americans. My grandparents were Jews from Russia and Germany, and so I was second-generation American. And when I got accepted at Columbia University, one of the greatest Ivy League schools in America, I said, God bless America. Isn't this the greatest nation in the world? And I just punched my ticket, and I'm going to have a great life now. And I get there, you know, loving America and appreciating and saying, God bless America. Only in America can a butcher son and a second, you know, generation immigrant make it into Ivy League. And I get there, and all the kids are little rich spoiled brats, and every one of them hated America and bragged about being communists and wanting to take the country down. That's what I found, Dr. Oz, at Columbia University. So I just want to let you know, that's the same kind of background I feel like with you and your dad, me and my parents. God bless America. Isn't this the greatest country in the world? Who'd want to screw it up?
But you just put your finger on the exact issue that is challenging so many of us. And if you go into the city of Philadelphia, which has the most murders ever in its history, and you talk to the people who live in the city, primarily Black Americans, and you let them just get calm on stuff, they'll say, you know what? We feel like the woke white people are doing a social experiment on us, that they're allowing crime to run rampant, so they can dismantle our community and then see what happens. They literally are asking us to bring back stop and frisk because no one is manning the ship. And police officers are, of course, very unhappy because no one's respecting how much they're putting themselves out, how risky their job is when they're not allowed to enforce the rules. And meanwhile, we've got leadership like the guy I'm running against who wants to release one-third of all the prisoners in Pennsylvania. Just let them go, together with a lot of paroles. And this is the crazy part, one doesn't believe in life sentences no matter what crime you commit. And that's the message we're sending to the bad guys. And most of them, of course, have bought their guns illegally. We're not enforcing those laws. And no surprise, the actual citizens of Philadelphia and the entire Commonwealth are paying the price because we're becoming part of an experiment.
It's a bad situation. John Fetterman, I assume, without knowing very much about him, I really don't know a lot about him other than I assume he's an extremely left-wing liberal, correct?
He's like the kids that you described at Columbia. He, affluent parents, says he grew up in privilege, doesn't respect the fact that He's not made money in his whole life. He's, you know, because of that, he hates the system. He wants government to come in and fix the problems. And I keep saying, you understand, people fix their problems better than the government can. The government should intervene if you can't do it yourself. But if you give the government all the power, if it has the ability to give you everything, it has the power to take it all away. Now, here's the discussion I have with the, and please, if you're worried about this, please come to DrOz.com. Because this is a tight race, and we are fighting hard in it. But all my ideas and my views are there. But if you are happy with Joe Biden, then I'm taking away your driver's license because you should not be on the roads. But if you are happy with Joe Biden, then this guy will take you further to the left. But if you're not happy, which 70% of Americans are not, I'm the guy for change. I know reckless spending doesn't address our social ills, but does bankrupt our country, and it raises inflation rates, which hurts the poorest among us. I know energy is imperative to our country. Fetterman says that fracking is a stain on Pennsylvania. My goodness, it's how we pay our bills, and done cleanly, natural gas is the best way for us to keep up with the energy demands of our nation and drive down inflation and gas prices. He believes in, you know, sanctuary cities with a porous border. I argue that it's not humane to have a porous border because you're encouraging human trafficking. So cartels make money. They bring narcotics along with the extra cash they've got, now the rich people. And these narcotics have led to the deaths of 100,000 Americans. That's four times more than died from COVID under the age of 50.
You're well aware, Dr. Oz, I know you are, that from the very beginning I was under a lot of pressure. You know, I'm a huge Trump conservative, and a lot of conservatives and a lot of my listeners thought I was on the wrong team, I shouldn't have supported you, and I stuck with you from day one, and you and I met each other, and really have a thing that we are friends now, and I believe in you, and I think you will make a great, great United States Senator, but I also am someone who believes candidates should be showmen and entertainers, and I thought day one, I said, Trump's the right guy. He has the right views, but he's also a showman and entertainer. He knows how to give a TV interview. I felt the same way about you. So you're the perfect candidate to me. That's why I supported you. Your views and the fact that you are such a marvelous TV entertainer. So I went against what a lot of my fans thought, and I put a lot of capital on the line for you. And I think I made the right decision, and I'm glad you won the primary. I just want you to tell my fans where you really stand. Was Wayne Root right about you? Are you a Trump conservative?
Yes, Wayne Root's right about me. I'm going to make you proud. I've been working my tail off to make sure the values that we all hold dear, our family values, and I've, you know, been clear about this. I'm obviously I'm pro-life. I do believe in exceptions, but I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm strong on the family values that allow parents to play a role in the education of their kids. I strongly believe that police officers should be respected. And the system should be allowed to work. I believe in redemption. Of course, if you made a mistake and you paid the price, then please rejoin society. I want to help you do everything possible to make your life fulfilling, but there has to be accountability at the same time. None of the things I'm stating are that crazy controversial. It's become difficult in America to say what you see. And to your point, and I want to applaud you for this and for giving me a chance, we need to have bold spokespeople who can address the issues that have been confused in America. And all we're asking is the right to say what you say. That's all I'm saying. Be brave enough to be able to articulate what you know in your heart's occurring. And we have shut down that discourse so that you think only the woke ideas count, because that's what's being reflected in corporate America and big academic centers and the U.S. government, ideas that are often perverted science. And when I saw it happening during COVID, where there were draconian steps taken to shut us down and hurt our nation without actually making us safer. When I see this happening with the Green New Deal dogma, which is ideologically wrong, but it's also scientifically incorrect. It cannot happen the way described. I'm saying as a scientist, when we are making excuses for how we teach our kids things in schools based on what we think the science says, when in fact the science doesn't say that, I have to stand up as a doctor, as a scientist, and say, no, that's the science. You're weaponizing science. And when you mix medicine and politics, you get politics.
Right. I know. I couldn't agree more. Listen, I've been, you know, my whole life, I've been a conservative, and I've been a Reagan guy, and I've been a Trump guy, but I've always been pro-gay, maybe because I've been on TV most of my life, so I'm around a lot of gay people. I don't care if you're gay. Be gay if you want to be gay. It doesn't bother me. What you do in the privacy of your home is up to you. But when you say that you're supposed to teach transgender ideology to kindergartners, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't want my kids, kindergarten through third grade, learning that boys should be girls and boys should be girls. and girls should be boys, and they should never be ashamed. That's fine. That's wonderful. Boys should wear high heels in school with pearls around their neck. That is just weird stuff. That's not anything to do with gay or not gay. That's just wrong. That should not be brainwashing of my children, right?
Well, I had an interaction with a wonderful parent and woman who's been a leader in Pennsylvania and helping parents address some of these issues. And she said her daughter came home from school the other day with scratch marks. And she asked what happened. And she said, well, this girl was scratching me. So the mom went to school with the kid. And the principal said, well, unfortunately, I can't do much about this girl who scratches. And this mother said, well, why not? She said, because she self-identifies as a cat.
Oh,
and I said,
gosh.
What? But I tell you, I'm asking right now. The listeners are going to know this. They're putting kitty litters in classrooms now. The principal was intimidated.
Insane.
But again, the kid's not a cat, obviously. The kid needs help. The first thing you should do if you're a principal and adult is say, what's going on in your life? Is there abuse happening? What can we do to help you to work through some of these issues? Obviously,
right.
There are things but instead, because everyone's scared to say anything, instead of helping the kid, you just put a kitty litter in the back and put a collar on her neck and she gets led from class to class. And I'm arguing that at a certain point, we have to be able, all of us, to just call it out and say, guys, we have to do what's right for our kids.
Dr. Raz, I got to jump in because we're up against a heartbreak. Can I grab you for one more short segment? Can you hold on for a couple minutes and come on for a short segment?
Yes, if you don't mind a lot of noise in the background. Cause, I mean,
No problem.
The county fair.
Yeah. Right. Just hold on, and we'll be right back with you. I've got a couple more questions I want to ask you, but it's great to have you on. Congratulations again. We'll be right back with Dr. Oz, Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root back with Dr. Oz. I'm going to go straight, no live reads, straight to Dr. Oz. He is the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Of course, a famous cardiac surgeon, host of the Dr. Oz show. I see a website, DrOz.com, but is that your campaign website? I want to make sure we give everyone the right website.
It is the campaign website, and I encourage everyone to pay it a visit because in these campaigns, the Democrats are raising a ton of cash. And it's important for us to demonstrate that Republicans care equally. We obviously do. We don't always express it. But this is a campaign that we are going to win. We have all the right messaging. We just have to get the word out. So if you can consider supporting us, DrOz.com.
All right, that's great stuff. And let me also ask you about your opponent, John Fetterman, in Pennsylvania. I mean, certainly he does not have the values of the average middle-class person. When you think of what's happening to middle-class people in America today and in specifically in Pennsylvania today, the high gas prices, the high grocery prices, the restaurant prices on the menu have doubled and tripled. You know, the average middle-class family, I don't know how they're surviving. So Fetterman supports Biden's policies. How could he possibly be good for the people of Pennsylvania?
He's not, but this is an ideology. Once you have drunk the Kool-Aid, you can't turn back. He literally said the only problem with Joe Biden is that he let Joe Manchin get in the way, and if he'd actually followed Bernie Sanders' lead, then we wouldn't be in this predicament. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? you're recklessly spending hundreds of billions of dollars more money at these issues because you think that's the right way to go without recognizing that the inflation that we're causing hurts the poor people. You're literally hurting the people you're pretending to care about, which is why I keep arguing that the radical left, and it's not Democrats, it's the radical left part of their party that's hijacked the process. They care about caring, but they don't care about fixing. That's what I care about as a Republican. I want to go in there as a surgeon. I don't want to just pander to you and pretend like I'm healing the problem. I want to fix the problem. And we need to be brave enough to own that there's an issue out there we got to deal with. For example, reckless spending. Energy is even a bigger issue because if you don't believe that there's a value to harvesting energy in Pennsylvania, the number two energy state in the country behind Texas, we have more natural gas under my feet here in Pennsylvania than we could use in hundreds of years. And yet they won't let us harvest the natural gas and use it, even though we're giving up tens of thousands of well-paying jobs, helping communities that would, like Philadelphia, that could be bankrupt if we don't get in the, intervene. This is the kind of stuff that Pennsylvania voters are now being exposed to. For the first time, they realize, oh, my goodness, we've got all these opportunities. The nihilism that's been thrown in front of us is wrong. And this is an important point, Wayne, because I think the Democratic Party does not have an agenda for prosperity. So we're left believing it's hopeless. That's why the Democrats become so unhappy. I'm finding as I campaign that there's tremendous wisdom and opportunity out there. We just have to get out of people's ways and let them build America the way it's always been built, by people, you know, with their sweat and their hard work.
You know what makes no sense? And again, I keep saying Democrats are, it's a bit of insanity. They really are insane. First of all, who would want crime in the cities? Who would want DAs that let everybody out and let everybody out on bail and you can't walk around the city anymore, you can't run a jewelry store, they come in, they rob everything you've got. But when you talked about oil just now, it reminded me, when they tell you, when Biden says you can't drill anymore and you can't frack anymore and you can't dig for coal anymore, well, that means we depend on oil from our enemies, and it doesn't create any less pollution because oil's oil. So does it matter if China or Russia or Iran or Venezuela are digging and providing the oil? Either way, it goes into the environment. So what's the difference? Why do you let us drill and take it from America so we have independence?
Because they're pretending out of sight, out of mind. If the garbage is not dumped in front of your home, but in someone else's home, you just don't notice it's there. And you can virtue signal and feel proud of yourself as you pro-clutch that you've done the right thing. But take natural gas. We're not allowed to ship our natural gas from Pennsylvania to the East Coast. So New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, all these states up in the East Coast, they have to import natural gas from Colombia, South America, or they get Russian oil. You tell me, how does that make sense? They pay probably 40% higher energy prices than those New England states, because they don't allow our natural gas to go there. And we're going to have to go around them, but it's not even a law. It's literally activist lawyers interfering with business. And this is the big issue that I want to bring up. In communist countries, you don't have to make a law to ban something. You just make it so it doesn't happen. That's what's occurring in America. There's no law banning these pipelines. Eventually, someone makes a rule that makes it impossible to get done, so all the money gets wasted, so you chill the waters and no companies invest anymore. And then what do? You blame the energy industry for the problem you created. Joe Biden is waging class warfare. He's blaming energy producers for raising money and convincing Democrats he's right. So these people hate the energy companies, even though they're not raising money by raising prices on purpose. The prices have gone up because there's not enough of the stuff. And we're one hurricane away from a shortage of some of these key fuels. So, because if you don't have enough diesel fuel, your trucks, they can't do their jobs anymore. Not having the prices anymore. The shortages will destroy industries.
Look, I'm a huge fan of yours, Dr. Oz. I think you're fantastic. I think you're a breath of fresh air. Nobody can complain about my conservative credentials, and I'm endorsing Dr. Oz on a scale of 1 to 10 with a 12. He is as good as anyone out there. He's another Trump, I'm telling you. I love an entertainer and a showman and knows how to talk, is not tongue-tied, can carry a radio talk show conversation and says all the right things, and he does. Dr. Mehmet Oz, consider me a huge fan, and I'm endorsing you, my man. Good luck in Pennsylvania. We'll have you on again before the election, hopefully a few times. And give him hell, Dr. Oz.
God bless you. Take care of yourself.
All right. Take care. Wayne Allyn Root. I'm telling you, the guy's fantastic. I have no idea why anybody would question his credentials, other than in the past he was a little more moderate than maybe some conservatives would like. But so was President Trump. He was a Democrat in the past. These two guys have seen the light, and they are fantastic. Dr. Oz, Wayne Root, two peas in a pod. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.